In order to pass the bill back better, it's under reconciliation. We only need 51 votes. The bill that is the appropriations bill requires 60 votes right. in the Senate. Well, so we have to do what is possible there.
Right. Well, the Senator Manchin has made clear it's not possible at this point. It sounds like you are trying to revive those talks. Are you? Where is that? Have you spoken to the senator?
Well, I have spoken to the senator over time. I do think there's an agreement to be reached. It's so important for our country. Whether we're talking about right now the need for child care for moms and dads whose children may or may not be in school, child care is so important all the time, more important even now when we're talking about universal pre-K and child care. We're talking about the child tax credit. We're talking about home health care, right. all of those things, expand the Affordable Care Act to include those who were not expanded under Medicaid in some of those states. But in addition to that, we see weather, and that weather is telling us that we must do what is in the bill to address the climate crisis, which is causing so many unusual natural disasters.
She was doing pretty good there for a while, but they didn't wind her up quite all the way.
Right. Someone had their Valium before that interview. Either that or she's just exhausted. I don't. She wasn't nearly as shrewish as she normally is. Well, maybe Biden got all that the day before.
It's tiring holding those eyebrows up that long.
Stop.
I mean, they're way up there.
Why must you make it personal?
I think they're going up over
her
forehead.
She gives you plenty of ammunition without attacking her physical.
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying.
I have to say this about Nancy. I mean, she's what, 81 or 82 now?
I don't know.
I mean,
too dang old to be doing what she's doing.
I hope to be that vigorous and powerful when I'm 82. I just hope to be alive when I'm 82.
it's for her to be even in that. I mean, she's role is ridiculous.
She's third person away in case Air Force One goes down with Kamala and Joe. She's president.
Oh Lord.
I mean, it's as simple as that.
How frightening is that?
That is extremely frightening.
Yeah. Not to mention the fact that, I mean, she is not letting that go. She is just that build back better.
Oh my gosh.
She's gonna
be buried with it.
She's just clinging to it. Yeah. She just doesn't like to lose. She doesn't.
It's a love letter to her. You know what I mean? I mean, and here's the thing. You know, she is 82 and talk about new leadership. Let's bring somebody in that's young and vigorous in their 60s, mid-60s maybe.
Right, exactly.
What is it with all the old people up there?
Who would have thought that you would be the young and vigorous
one? I know.
You would be the youngster in the room.
Absolutely. And they're talking about bringing in some new blood for 2024. Hillary Clinton.
Good Lord.
Two Democrats have written pieces on Hillary Clinton.
Insanity.
For 2024.
That's crazy.
You think that's insane? They're talking about. Well, I'll let Tucker Carlson talk.
Yeah,
about
well, you save a little for the show.
I got to save something.
This is like the first segment.
There could be a Cheney on the ticket.
Oh, good Lord! It's too soon, too early, too early. Okay. Can't deal with that yet.
Well, let's
try to ease into it a little bit. Here's your thought of the day.
Yeah.
Walls turn sideways, are bridges.
Huh.
Deep.
Right.
Think about that for a minute. You see a wall, you need to, you know, don't think you can't do anything with it. Just, you know, knock it down, turn it into a bridge.
Okay.
There's your inspiration for this morning. 434-248-0704 is our text number. We would like for you to participate in our Mind Jam trivia.
Okay, it's National Sticker Day. Do you have a sticker on your car?
I do.
Yeah, I've got a couple.
It's a Yorkie sticker.
Yeah.
It says, I love my Yorkies. And it's got their little butts right there. There they are.
It's a Yorkie butt. Anyway, among the most popular stickers ever created.
Yes.
It follows a popular falls, the way it's written.
I'm among the most popular stickers ever created falls a popular
falls
musical.
See, that's not the kind of English. I'm not used to talking that way.
Well, you can say it however you want to say it.
The most popular sticker ever created. It involves a famous band. And it's most stuck
musical
on American.
Group.
Yeah, yeah. Musical group, band, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, think it's a high school band. Probably not, though. Anyways, what is the name of the band? It's on most American cars. If you look at stickers, the majority of these stickers are going to be this group.
Okay.
Band.
What's the name of the band most stuck on America's cars and teenage walls? 434.
Wait a minute.
248-0704.
Farrah is my...
Over the course of history,
yeah.
Which band was most stuck on the back of America's... Because we're talking about the most popular stickers since stickers began.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bumper stickers. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to muddy the waters.
It's all right.
It's early.
Uh-huh. So we want to know what band do you think that is? 434-248-0704. There are been a lot of very iconic stickers. We'll talk about that a little later.
So I told you the pain from my fall last week is moving around. I fell on the ice.
Yes.
Violently.
Mm-hmm.
It started my lower back. Then it made its way up to my left shoulder. Now it is on the right side of my neck, and I can barely turn my neck. It is moving around.
Did you go to the chiropractor?
Oh, I went. I have a story. I won't share it now.
Oh,
it was
Lord.
Not good.
Oh, dear. Okay. On this day in history, 1942, Henry Ford patents a method of constructing plastic auto bodies.
Gosh,
okay.
He was a very brilliant man.
He really was. When you think about it, I don't think I realized he did that.
I didn't either.
I mean, I knew about all the other things he mm-hmm, did mm-hmm. not know he had patented that.
Well, here's the thing, too. It's 1942.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's been around for a while.
You better know
point.
It. Right.
I think they're still cranking out Model Ts.
Nope. Although he did love the Model T.
Oh, gosh, he didn't want to give it up.
He was very fond of it, for sure.
He did not want to give the production of that Model T up. But he finally did, after much kicking and screaming.
1962. This song is credited with starting the dance craze. It goes number one in the charts 2 years after reaching the number one spot. I mean,
that was around.
That's a long, long time, because the song became number one, and then the dance craze became so big, it became number one again.
Yeah, wow.
Now, you do a lot of weddings. And a
it's
lot of
used.
And people still get out on the dance floor, don't they?
The kids get out and dance to this along with their parents and grandparents.
Isn't it crazy?
It's funny. We had a twist off. I'm trying to twist off this lid of my ibuprofen.
It's childproof. Do you want me to
no,
do it?
No, I got it. My wife said take three of these, and I forgot to take them to help subside the pain. But speaking of twisting, I mean, they love to twist. We had a twist off contest at a wedding. It just impromptu just sort of happened.
And that was in 1962, and it's still popular today.
That's cool.
In 1985, John McEnroe repeats his previous year's results to claim back-to-back season-ending ATP Masters Grand Prix tennis titles at Madison Square Garden. I mean, John McEnroe had everybody watching tennis hopes he was going to show his butt.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious. That ball was on the line. Chalk flew up. It was clearly it. How can you possibly call that out?
He's like the Bill Murray of tennis. Whenever I hear him having a fit, it's like a Bill Murray skit to me.
Loved it. And have you seen the commercial of where they show the, I think it's a Dish commercial or something.
Yeah, where Serena's Wonder Woman.
Yeah, she's banging those tennis balls and blowing up those
And
hits him.
You got to be kidding me.
He gets the drink on his nice little shirt.
He can still deliver.
Oh, he can.
All right. In 1992, a less pleasant thought, American serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer
pleads
guilty but insane. Was there any doubt he was insane?
There's
Good
no doubt
Lord.
He was insane. Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-mm.
In 1999, basketball superstar Michael Jordan announces his second retirement just prior to start of lockout shortened 98-99 season.
Yeah.
And returns in 2001 with Washington.
Yeah, you know, we covered his first retirement. I felt like we shouldn't have to cover his second one, you know, so anyway.
Okay. In 1990, MC Hammer comes out with this one.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Why you standing there, man? You can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell. School is in, sucker. You can't touch this.
Oh!
So
can't touch it.
One of my favorite memories is when my ex was at a conference and the kids come and they say, "Mom, who is this guy
right
with dad in this picture?" And I'm like, "That's MC Hammer." It was an 80s themed conference.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Did they have the big parachute pants? Is that what they call them?
It was that was the craziest thing. They spent so much money on that conference. They like the leader of the conference, whoever was heading it up, literally drives in a DeLorean.
Oh, you're kidding.
He's dressed like Michael J. Fox. It was just really, really funny. And they had MC Hammer and Olivia Newton-John, I believe.
Both of them.
It's a lot of money.
Oh, that is a lot of money.
That they spent. Yep. Mm. This is a show you like.
I like it. See if you get it just from this little soundbite I give you.
It premiered in 2015.
Now, this isn't cussing. This isn't a bad word. Name of the show, Schitt's Creek.
Right.
Yep. I loved it. It was a funny...
S-C-H-I-T-T-S.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult with radio.
It really is.
Yeah.
But it was a funny show.
And then finally, in 2018, actor Mark Wahlberg donates his $1.5 million reshoot fee for the film All the Money in the World to the Time's Up movement.
Wow.
After it was revealed to him that his co-star was only... Michelle Williams only paid $1,000.
Wow.
Now, how is that?
He's a guy.
Right.
Man, he's a nice guy.
Well, I do think he's a man of integrity.
Yeah, I
for sure.
I would agree.
Because, I mean...
I think he does the daily...
He's
a
like,
very devout,
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, he's a devout Catholic. He does the daily mass. And, yeah.
Yeah, $1.5 million, she gets $1,000.
Yeah.
Jeez. That's kind of messed up,
yeah,
for sure.
No doubt.
All right, got some birthdays today. Orlando Bloom is turning 45 years old.
Okay, I share this all the time. There's movies that I didn't even know exist when I go find these sound bites.
Okay.
Elizabethtown is a movie I have to see.
All right.
It looks really good.
Hello?
Hello, stranger.
Wait a second. I'll be right back.
Hello?
I need to call you right back.
No problem. Just dial hell and I'll answer.
We were actually going to drive down here together. We were supposed to get to know each other better as adults. Next year.
Someone dug a hole 6 long feet in the ground.
I have this thing for you. It's a very unique map. It's for your road trip home.
We should have taken this trip years ago.
I like you.
I really do.
I like you.
Liam Hemsworth, brother of Chris, is having a birthday today, turning 32 years old.
It doesn't matter. He'll kill both of us. Promise me something.
Yeah.
Don't follow me.
I make possible man's innate desire to be challenged in a highly intense sport, hunting.
You'd want them to hunt me? Like paintball? Like tag or something?
No, they want to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the only way he can raise the money.
I mean, it could be like tag.
To
tag,
save
you're
his,
dead.
His yeah. child. He wants to save his child. He doesn't have the money for operation. And this...
The name of the movie?
I think it's The Most Dangerous Game or something like that. Yeah, it's pretty intense.
Most Dangerous Game was a book about people who hunted humans.
Well, there you
is
go.
Is that it?
This is it.
Mm.
Turn to a movie.
Fantastic book. It's been redone. It was first made into a movie in the 40s.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, that's a great book.
Well, this looks pretty intense. It's another one. I want to watch this one in the middle of the day and end with the Orlando Bloom feel-good movie, Elizabethtown.
Speaking of feel-good movies, Dr. McDreamy who went on to do feel-good movies, yeah. is turning 56 today.
When he was in Transformer, not so feel-good.
Oh. They will slaughter her, do you understand me? In the time it takes you to blink, they will do it to her, and they will do it to me. So you show a little respect when someone offers you a job! Wrist. You are to track down Optimus Prime, because you're the one human he trusts, and he will ask one question. How does he intend to fight back? Strategies, tactics, everything.
Transformer 3. I only saw the first one.
You couldn't pull something from Enchanted.
Sorry.
I loved him in Enchanted. I'm a grown woman and I still go back and watch it periodically.
Do you really?
I do. I loved it so much. Here's another person that I love so much.
Oh, I hope pick the right songs.
You probably didn't, but
probably
it's okay.
Didn't.
Trace Atkins, turning 60.
Poor old boy, it ain't his fault. It's so hard not to stare at that honky tonk. But don't
oh, Lord.
Keeping pervy rhythm, make you wanna swing along. Got it going on like Donkey Kong. And ooh, he shook my mouth, slap your grandma. There ought to be a law, get the sheriff on the phone. She ain't even thinking about what's really going on right now. But I guarantee this memory's a big one, and she thinks we're just fishing. Already pretty like her mama is. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. Gonna miss this.
Did I do okay on the last
you did,
two?
You did okay.
Okay, good.
Oh, look, Honky Tonk Badonky Donk was a big,
was, yeah, big yeah, hit for him.
It was. Yeah. And without it, we wouldn't have, you know, many, many jokes from our favorite ventriloquist guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ahmed uses the
does he?
Badonky Donk chick. So, you know, there's that. Also having a birthday today, our last one, Julia Louise Dreyfus. She is turning 61 years old today.
What are you looking at?
Sit down, Elaine.
Oh, no, Jerry, I can't take any more gentle sobbing.
I've been thinking about what it means to be complete.
Do you have an apple or anything?
Look at us hurtling through space on this big blue marble.
Nectarine, I would absolutely love a nectarine.
Looking everywhere for some kind of meaning.
I'm in such a fruit mood. Ah! Banana.
When all the while, the real secret to happiness has been right here in front of us.
There you go.
I've been watching.
It was there re-watching, all the time.
Seinfeld. Still so funny.
It is.
Hey, we got to get to break, but we'll be back with our answer to our Mind Jam
yeah,
trivia.
I'm going to try to get it right here this time. It's just, Today is National Sticker Day. Among the most popular stickers ever created falls a popular musical group sticker. What is the name of the band most stuck to America's cars and teenage walls?
Yeah, historically is what we're looking for. You guys
across the board.
You guys know your stickers. We'll be back with that answer.
It's not NSYNC, I'm telling you now.
Or the Beatles.
No.
Those have been guessed. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
All right, more Up Schitt's Creek Without a Paddle.
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.
Little touch of gray. Grateful Dead.
Mm-hmm. There's your answer, folks.
There's your answer.
The most popular band sticker ever throughout history. I mean, you still see them all the time.
I have to admit, I've never seen a poster, but I have seen so many bumper stickers over the years.
Oh, yeah.
They're all over the place.
Yeah, whether it's the dancing bears or the skull.
Yeah, the deadheads. A lot of deadheads out there.
A lot of deadheads or people who, you know, want you to think that, you know. they're deadheads. Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of different guesses, but that's the right answer. It is National Sticker Day.
Okay.
Some of the most popular stickers of all times include, not surprisingly, the I Voted sticker.
Oh yeah.
The I Voted sticker is probably the one that's, you know, used the most. Mm-hmm. Origins go back to the 1980s.
Okay.
That where businesses were giving discounts to customers who were wearing the I Voted sticker.
What's the longest lasting presidential sticker that you've ever seen on a car, like way after that person was president?
I mean, the one that I saw, which I was probably like a joke, was mm-hmm. I Like Ike.
Oh, you know, okay, yeah.
Because the Eisenhower stickers, yeah. Those were really,
sure.
really popular. But yeah, I mean, Reagan stickers, saw yeah. a lot of those.
I had a Bush Cheney sticker on one of my work trucks when I had my business. I mean, it was on there until I sold it. For all I know, it's still on there.
Right.
You know.
So are you talking about one that I had?
Yeah, or saw.
Or saw. Those were the ones I saw. Other popular bumper stickers were like the, you know, Smile, God Loves You.
Right, right.
You know, the little rainbow stickers. Coexist.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, you see that. Of course, I want to rear in those people sometimes. Probably because I don't want to coexist. I don't know. I don't know why it bugs me so much.
Know,
and then, of course, the car family stickers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Chiquita Banana stickers.
Yes, that's a good sticker. Mm-hmm. It's very creative. I like that
yep.
one.
Yep. So, also very iconic.
Baby on board.
A baby on board, yeah.
Those are more of a sign. Yeah, the signs, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I want one that says, I don't have a baby on board, but I don't want to die either, so don't drive like an idiot. That's kind of lengthy, though.
You could probably come up with some acronym or
put
something.
Put it in the same shape, you know. Right. Yeah. They probably exist already.
You probably do.
All right, Kimberly McBroom on the way. And currently, we have pretty chilly temperatures this morning, but better than yesterday. 31 in Lynchburg, 33 in Bedford. We have 36 in Roanoke, 38 in Salem, and 25 in Danville. Woo!
That's like almost chilly. A 10-degree uptick from
chilly Willy
last couple days, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, for sure.
I can dig it.
Hmm.
You chilly, still want to say dig it, or is that... I don't know. You know.
I don't know, Grandpa. Maybe.
Oh, Lord. Well, I have a really cool story from Gretna, right in the middle of
you
the
can say cool.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Well, that will always be, I think, one of those words, cool and man. Hey, man. Anyway, right in the middle of the pandemic, it might not seem to be the best time to start a new business, but Rodney Berger made it work. After living in New York City for 23 years, he decided to come back home to Gretna and start a restaurant together with his family. He launched the Artist Way Cafe. My father, Chester Berger, always wanted to have a restaurant, he said. Us kids were too young to appreciate the dream, but made it happen. He passed away a couple of years ago, so this restaurant is dedicated to him and his hard work raising his kids and sending them to college, Rodney explains. It's a definite family business. Sister Stephanie Miller serves as a marketing director. Mother Elaine Berger is one of the hostesses. African-American owned and operated cafe opened on October the 19th, 2020. Starting with takeout only, it later added dine-in line options. We didn't know what to expect, they said. The community has been incredible, and they have supported us wonderfully. Having lived in New York City for many years, he decided to bring some of that New York influence back to the Gretna area. And so congratulations to them, and we hope for many, many more years for their business to thrive there in the Gretna area. The Artist Way Cafe. Check it out sometime.
Kroger has issued a recall for several baked goods that could be at your house. Country Oven brand has been recalled by Kroger. 19 food items have been reported to have metal fragments in them.
Wow.
May have gotten into the starch during the baking process. Consumers are advised not to eat any of the items on the list, to throw them away promptly. Items include, again, this is the Country Oven brand mm-hmm. of cinnamon rolls, white cake, chocolate cake, white vanilla cake. So pretty much all the baked good things, bow tie Danish, cheese pockets, angel food, red velvet, marble, Boston cream double layer, raspberry cake, party balloon cake, So all of those, they were reportedly sold in nearly 30 states, and that includes Virginia. If you're unsure if the item you purchased has been recalled, you can check the UPC code. We'll put a link to that on our Facebook page, and you can check it out that way.
Trey, check the refrigerator. Those day-old buns I bought the other day are probably bad.
Jeez.
Don't eat them. Don't eat them.
Holy cow. I bet they had a some kind of a, you know, a machine malfunction, I'm sure. And it probably had a part shavings, grinding up and shavings
That's
in there.
That's probably exactly what happened.
Yikes.
So put the metal detector up and we'll run the buns through the metal detector.
Don't even try it. That would be you. You'd be sitting there with your Danish, but it looks so good. Right. I don't want to throw it out.
It was a little shiny. I thought it was a piece of sugar with the light hitting it.
He's there with a magnet going through every single one.
Well, he lifted the whole cupcake up with a magnet. It was amazing.
I don't think I should eat it. I'm not really sure. Lord have mercy.
Oh, gee. I got Help a sound me. Effect for my story.
Oh, of course
not,
you
Not
do.
The grinding of metal.
Okay. Oh, hello.
Former Riverside Lanes bowling alley. Building in Danville. You want to buy a bowling alley? Janet, it's up for sale. $600,000. It's not bad. Agents Wilkins and Company Realtors.
Former bowling alleys will come back, I think.
Former 40 lane bowling alley. That's a lot. On 1.56 acres on a busy Riverside Drive retail corridor. It's 33,000, almost 34,000 square foot brick block. Building may be repurposed for many uses. I say, what the heck? Let's demo a few of the lanes.
Yeah.
You know, and use that for some kind of a restaurant or something.
Perhaps, a pizza bowl. Laverne and Shirley.
There you go. That's, yes.
Wax nostalgic.
Yes. Nostalgia is in.
It is.
All right.
I like it.
So it's on Riverside Drive, Exchange Street, 7 offices, snack bar, kitchen, storage areas. I'm thinking about clicking on the link.
Hey.
Just to see.
Maybe. I think that's what you should do.
You know what? We could have how about a combination theater bowling alley? How much soundproofing would it take just so you wouldn't, have the noise coming through? I don't know. We could buy silent pins. Pins that don't make a noise when you hit.
But then you don't get the feel of it.
Okay.
I mean, you need to have the feel of the thing. Too.
Have you ever bowled on those black night nights, where they do the black?
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. I mean, I'm sure COVID is really, everybody's everything. Touching stuff. And
I'm just going to, it's not even a story. It's just a sentence. The best fries I have ever had. I mean, across the board.
We're at a bowling alley?
15 years ago at the bowling alley in Lynchburg. I don't know what they were.
Which one?
The newer one.
The one on Fort. Okay.
And they were string fries, and they did like Parmesan
AMF,
or something.
Not the Fort Avenue. Okay.
Right, AMF. And I don't know if there was like a chef that was in, witness protection that was there to make those fries, because I was only able to get them once.
It was some 16-year-old in the back that just accidentally.
Experimenting.
Yeah, he just messed up.
It's just amazing.
All right, let me ask you this. Have you ever been in a pay it forward line?
Yes, I have.
Where the person in front of you paid for yours and then you paid for the person behind you. Well, recently, there was quite the streak going at a Starbucks drive-through.
Boy, that could be an expensive pay it forward.
I know, right? Of all the places. I don't know that I would want that. A Starbucks drive-through customer has gone viral for ending a 23-car pay it forward streak when he found out the person behind him had an order total of $46.
Holy cow. Would they get two coffees?
He was like, yeah, really? we used to call it $4, but now it's even more than that. So you can't even call it that anymore. He says he feels like he was set up. He said, they were doing the pay for the person behind you thing. I pulled up and ended the 23-car streak. Yes, I did. He said they set me up. The person behind me had a $46 bill. Mine was $6. And he went on to capture the video saying, how am I wrong? What would you all have done?
I'm with him. I'm
not paying a $46 coffee bill.
And how do you know you're in that in one of those situations unless it's gone like on social media or something? I mean, do you know?
I think it was a carload of teenage girls. I think was what it ended up being.
Okay,
like it was
they
a
all
car
got their
full
little
of
latte frozen coffee things.
Shaka laka malaka, whatever. Vente. Yeah.
I can't even pronounce it.
So, macchiato or whatever.
Some of my favorite scenes of Frasier is when they're being their little uppity selves at the coffee shop.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Right. So, and they're snooty. Very specific with their.
Oh, gosh.
So what would you have done? Would you have paid it? I would have broken it. There's no way I'm paying $46 for coffee.
I mean, I'm willing to go 12. Okay, I'm willing to go 12.
One commenter, some agreed with them. Some beat him up over it. One commenter wrote, I ain't paying for nobody. Starbucks is a treat from me to me.
Well, they're honest.
Another one said, I remember someone in front paid for my drink. I turned around and saw a car full of like 5 teenage girls, and I was like, nope, that ain't happening.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. This happened to me once. I got flustered and just said thank you and drove off. Would you? So that is my question. Would you all have ended the streak?
I mean, I think a lot of people are generous. I mean, I feel like we are. My father-in-law tipped the guy that came and unlocked his truck last night.
Oh, okay.
He left both fobs inside. I felt bad. He thought his, you know, my mother-in-law had one of them in her purse.
Mm-hmm.
She did not.
Oh, dear.
It gave him 2 warnings lock the truck. He disregarded.
This sounds like a Seinfeld episode with George's parents.
He disregarded because he thought she had the other one. And 2 hours later, the guy showed up with these little inflatable bags. Have you seen this thing?
No. Fortunately, I did, but...
6x8.
Yeah.
And they slide them in. They work them in. To the door, and then he's got a little squeeze thing like you do your blood pressure with,
right?
And it pumps it up, and it separates the door. It bends the door.
Oh, okay.
Now, Dad's got a brand new truck. It's 10 days old.
Yikes.
Okay. They can't get it to where they can't get. And I said, your device is hitting the backside of the molding of the door. And he said, okay, we're gonna put a second one in. He goes down to the truck, gets the second one, puts that in the top.
You're such a nerd. You were loving every bit of this.
And he was like pumping that one up now. And now I've got the flashlight, and I'm showing him where the door handle is, and he literally has this little bendable thing. Boom. I didn't even know it worked. I was so flustered. That didn't do anything. He missed it. He's opening up the door.
Wow. Like,
this guy knows what he's doing.
That's why
I am totally amazed.
The big bucks.
Yeah. So
that would be why.
That's how you do it. You use.
I would be so nervous though with a new vehicle.
I'd be afraid. And
you remember when we were kids? You just got out the old coat hanger.
Oh, coat hanger. Yeah. You scratch the paint. So what?
Randy said, "Is this a life hack?" No.
those are coming.
Those are coming later. Randy also said the pay it forward streak would absolutely end with him. Big shock. This is why you weren't pardoned the other day, incidentally.
It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
5 and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They are cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day, and they have really terrific prices, very quality product, and go by and see them. And do support them as they support us. We want to support our local businesses, and they do such a great job and do so much for the community. Do go by and visit them today. And while you're there, pick up some ground chuck, because boy, do I have a recipe for you. I'm excited about sharing this one.
All right.
I've heard this called a couple of things. I've heard it called Godfather meatloaf.
Okay.
And I've heard it called a Sicilian meatloaf.
Hmm.
I call it delicious. This is what you're going to need to do. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees. And then you're going to saute some onion and red pepper in a skillet until the onions are translucent. Then you're going to put in some garlic, remove it from the heat, and allow it to cool. In a large mixing bowl, you're going to add your ground beef, some Italian breadcrumbs, some Parmesan, eggs, tomato paste, salt, pepper, parsley, and that vegetable mixture. That's all going to be part of your meatloaf mixture. And you're going to just mix it until everything's combined. And then you're going to get a large sheet of parchment paper, lay it out on the counter, put the meat in the center, and form it into an 8x15 rectangle. We're making like a jelly roll out of this.
All right.
Then you're going to layer it with Sicilian ham, a layer of basil, and then a layer of mozzarella. And leave an inch border on all around, and then you're going to roll that up jelly roll style using the parchment paper to help guide you. Press down on that top seam, seal it up, and then place it on a baking lined sheet with parchment paper and bake it for about an hour in the preheated oven and let it rest for 10 minutes. Then you're going to slice these beautiful rolls and you're going to put it on top of your pasta and your sauce. And it is delicious. It's I've called it Godfather meatloaf before, or Sicilian meatloaf. It's really, really good. You should give it a try. You want to see this recipe? Go to Facebook, type in Janet's Five and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share, brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, save on all things sirloin. Whole sirloin tips are $4.99 a pound. Sirloin top roast, $6.49 a pound. And family pack boneless top sirloin steaks, $5.99 a pound. You'll also save with the Lux Bean Sale, 10 for $6. Covered wagon bacon is $32.95 for a 10-pound box. Become a VIP Savings Club member by texting FL Market to 833-605-1804. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
Call Janet and Mark, 434-534-8500, or toll-free, 866-916-3776. Call the Morning Jam.
I'm just curious if our listeners believe that we're going to get the weather that they're saying.
You know,
is it coming for real?
Earlier in the week, you and I were talking. We've got our sources that we kind of go to for snow, and they've been saying we're going to get it. So early in the week, Channel 13 came out and they're like, well, I hate to disappoint everybody, but you're not going to, you know, we're not going to get that snow. And then we look at each other and went, oh, crap, we're going to get hammered for sure, because they never get anything right. But
ouch.
What?
Nothing.
It's true.
Nothing. I didn't say a
but
word.
Look, even they're on board now.
Yeah, where they're saying that's coming.
How much snow are we going to get?
That's now, up for debate.
Tomorrow, we'll talk to Matt Ferguson.
Yeah, we're trying to lasso the guy.
And see if we can't get him get him in to weigh in.
Yeah.
Right now, though, some forecasters are saying snow totals are going to be highest west of Lynchburg and lower east towards Richmond and Raleigh. The first forecast for the Roanoke, Blacksburg, Wythville, Lexington, Clifton Forge, all that area, Bedford, Amherst, Nelson, all those, they're saying probably 2 to 3 inches before it changes to sleet. They're saying totals of 10 to 12 inches are doable.
Yeah. Have you seen what they named the storm?
No.
We need to call Izzy.
Oh, dear.
Izzy. They've named the storm after Izzy. Maybe he would have his own little take on that.
Well, I mean... So they said wintry mix. So then I go over and I look at our place that we always go to. And they're still saying it's going to start on Sunday morning around 7 a.m., few snow showers, snow to 7 p.m., then wintry mix. I do not want a wintry mix.
Can you do it like Dr. Seuss?
I do not want a wintry mix. I do not want my snowy fix. I do not want it here or there. I do not want it anywhere. I do not want my chilly knees. I do not want to freeze. I do not want a wintry mix. I do not want my snowy fix. Okay. There you go.
Well,
I don't want it.
We can get everybody to chant that. Maybe we could make it stay back and stay on the other side of the mountain.
I'm fine with snow. I just don't like the ice. Yeah, I don't like it.
I'm with you on that.
So it looks like they're saying
much more dangerous that way.
That that's going to come kind of late in on Sunday is when that wintry mix is supposed to come. So I don't know. And when I first in Tennessee, we didn't get stuff like this. Mm-hmm. We would get snow, right. And we would just get snow.
Snow, right?
So the ice thing. And the first time I saw an ice storm, I thought it was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah,
because I didn't realize what it was going to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
As far as we were going to be without electricity for 2 weeks.
Right. Exactly.
It looks like the wintry mix is going to be from like 8 to 10. So
in the morning or
no? That's in the evening.
Okay, just enough to mess our Monday drive up.
Well, and then what it looks like it's going to do is it's going to snow. You're going to get that wintry mix layer, mm-hmm. and then you're going to get more snow
right
on it. So it's going to be interesting. But that's what could cause problems, mm-hmm. especially as far as power and that kind of thing.
Right.
So yesterday I tried to go ahead and get whatever I needed to get so I wouldn't have to go back to the grocery stores. Mm-hmm. Apparently I was not alone in that.
Absolutely.
Everybody was doing that.
Yeah.
Shelves looking pretty rough.
Yeah, the supply chain. Well,
according to Buttigieg.
Yeah,
he says it's great.
He saved Christmas, apparently.
Lord.
We didn't know it.
They're all just in this little winter wonderland.
Yeah, that's for sure.
They're not getting it at all.
No. And the word is, well, yeah. I'm waiting for Trey to come into. Trey Watkins going to check in today and around 7:30. And they're floating Hillary's name out there again, which is unbelievable.
Gosh. It's crazy that they're doing that.
Do we not have anyone else? I mean, seriously, is there no one else other than Clinton's, Cheney's, and Bush's to run this country?
I find it very hard to believe that she would go again. I mean, three-time loser, really? Well, is that where we're going?
Once. Twice, three times the president. I mean, that's what
it just seems to me that they're all so clueless. They think they can do anything and not get any pushback at all. Jen Psaki, or whatever, however you say her name.
Jen Psaki, you're right.
She called the criticism of Biden's speech earlier this week.
Right.
Called it hilarious. She just thought it was hilarious.
Right.
What was hilarious about it?
It's a joke.
Jen?
It's a joke.
The fact that he was trying to, you know, make America believe that the names he gave weren't Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
All those racist segregationists that he was talking about so passionately were all Democrats.
Right.
Absolutely. One of them, a Democrat that loved him some Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden loved him right back.
Yeah.
What's hilarious about that?
Oh, that's
McConnell really, really took it to him.
Oh, my gosh, he did.
George Wallace, McConnell said,
mm-hmm.
if you don't pass the law he wants, you're Bull Connor. If you're opposing giving Democrats untrampled one-party control of the country, you're Jefferson Davis. How profoundly, profoundly unpresidential, he said. Look, I've known, liked, personally respected Joe Biden for many years. I did not recognize the man on that podium yesterday, he said.
Yep.
The harsh words were in response to a portion of Biden's speech in which he implored lawmakers to support Democrat-led efforts to overhaul the U.S. election system, arguing that those who do not will be compared to his historic villains that he was friends with.
Yes, that he was friends with. Him and Robert Byrd were pretty tight, you know?
Well, as was Hillary Clinton. She spoke at his funeral. Yeah,
he was a mentor.
But Jin says, it's just hysterical that they're criticizing him. It's just hysterical. Did you find it hysterical?
I did not. I don't find any of this funny. Sure, we have some fun with it because otherwise we cry.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Nope.
Yeah. And the thing about it is they're taking this whole thing of food and water.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were actually harassing people in line. That's what they were doing. They weren't trying to give them food or water.
Right.
They were harassing them, and they had a water bottle in their hand.
Right.
So then they could say, oh, we were just offering them water.
Yeah.
No, you weren't. You were trying to harass them.
Yeah. Yeah, they said next time they vote in Georgia, just put a box out there with bottled water. People can just get the water.
Right.
They don't have to try to be hustled before they vote.
You're listening to the